Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Wow, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I have to tell you, I am so thrilled to be having this show with you. I am so grateful that we have been able to take the Dr. Pat Show to multiple levels to reach all of you all over the world. And I want to give a shout out for all of the networks that support us, because there are so many of you that seem to find us from various places, places I don't even know about. But the thing that I do know is that this is a ripple effect. And it isn't always about the Dr. Pat Show. It's about all of you wanting to hear a different kind of talk radio and to get educated, informed, and hear things that will help you transform your life. That's what's really cool about what we do here. Today's show is one of those shows. But I want to thank all of the stations, all of the networks, you know, whether it's voiceamerica.com, BBS Radio, my Australia ZFM station, CBS, KKNW, I don't need Healthy Life, I know I'm leaving some out. It doesn't matter. All of this is about people coming together to provide all of you with what you so have asked for. Today's show with Dr. Friedemann Schaub is another one of these shows. You know, I don't know how many times you have heard him. I do know that when you don't hear him, you email me and you say, is he not going to be coming on again? And I assure you, he is. He's either in Egypt or he's doing something temporary for that month. But he comes to us each and every month. It's amazing what we get to talk about. He has clients all over the globe. Why? Because he helps people create the kind of lives they want. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program, and he has been doing this for quite some time. More than 15 years of practice and research as a physician and molecular biologist, he found that the body-mind-spirit connection is one of the most powerful resources for healing and transformation. Today, you're going to get to hear why people ask for him to come back to the show over and over again, because what he has to say isn't a completely academic or intellectual. He is working with people using the techniques he shares on the show to help them break through. And so today, many of you are going to experience this. You also are going to be eligible. All you need, I'm going to tell you about it later. All you're going to need to do is give him a call and you will receive a free telephone consultation. But today we're talking about a very important topic. How to switch from stress to peace, no matter what the circumstances. How to switch from stress to peace. So if you ask yourself the question, are the pressures of work and life getting the most of you? What might Americans say? Are you stressed out by traffic, people passing you on the road? Are there things that you're responding to now that you've never responded to before? Is the lack of money making the worst out of your life and taking the best from you? Well, we're going to be talking about that and much more on today's show. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us here today. This is a big, big topic. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat, for having me. I'm always loving your introductions. I always think these introductions, I wish I could write them myself, but unfortunately, sometimes it's harder to talk well about yourself than, somebody else doing it for you. So I appreciate it. Thank you.
Boy, you've just said a mouthful, because, yeah, if I were talking about me, it would have been all of about 5 seconds.
Exactly.
Oh. You know, this topic, switching from stress to peace, most people don't believe it's possible. And I want to talk about this for, for a few minutes here. This is something that you do every day. You have clients across the globe. Do you find that people believe that stress is simply a way of life?
Well, I think that for once, yes, I think stress is something that is just accepted as, you know, for some people even accepted as the necessary motivator, the fuel that gets them to be successful, that gets them to be, you know, who they really are. And so they cannot even imagine living without stress. But I think what's even more important is that a lot of people don't really know what peace means. Because, you know, when you think about the statistics and how many people are on, you know, antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication, and the numbers are rising every year, and they come to me and talk about how they feel on those medications that they take because of the stress. They don't talk about peace, but they talk more about a flat line. They more talk about numbness. They talk about the absence of stress and anxiety, but not necessarily the presence of peace. And so I think it's a really important topic to remind us of what is actually peace and in what different kind of expressions and ways does it appear in our life, or does it need to appear in our lives. And that's...
Wow. Well, you know, let's talk about the different layers of stress. Do you remember a time, Friedemann, when... I know I do. This is kind of funny. And I think we should talk about the evolution of stress. I know, this is kind of strange. But let's talk about it for a minute. I remember being in human resources in a Fortune 100 company, okay? And I remember we were contemplating on whether we needed an employee assistance program. This is when people weren't really doing them. And there was a big debate about this. Mm-hmm. And you couldn't really walk into a meeting and talk about stress. Nobody wanted to hear it. Everybody thought it was just a bunch of BS and that, you know, we're making too much of this. Just suck it up and do your job.
Right.
So what has changed between that time and where we are now? What have we discovered about stress?
Well, I think over time it became, you know, I remember when I was, you know, a resident in cardiology and, you know, that the head of the department told us clearly that the emotional component to heart attacks doesn't exist. It's all physiological, it's all cholesterol and high blood pressure. And I think, you know, over time, it was very clear that most of those cardiovascular diseases have also a very big component of stress, anxiety, and other emotional factors. And the impacts just became more and more clear. Over time, it was very obvious that the risk factor for our health, when we are consistently anxious or feeling under pressure emotionally, are staggering. And I think people woke up that, well, you know, the workforce is basically crumbling under the stress, so we have to change something. I don't think that the consciousness of the big corporations have changed, but at least the consciousness of the medical field has in some ways changed to really be more aware of it.
That's exactly really kind of the point. You know, nowadays there is a conversation about the clearly the negative consequences of stress.
Right.
Which is amazing. But let's talk about this. Where does this idea of stress affect us? Meaning what I'm asking you is, I go to work, right? You and I know this. We go to work. We have a bad hair day, whatever that is. We're not having a great day.
Right.
But some folks think, okay, you have stress at work. But is it just stress at work? Does it seep in to other aspects of our lives? And the same thing with relationships, you know, Dr. Friedemann. If we're having something going on in relationships, is it just isolated to that? Or what is the kind of ripple effect of this?
Yeah, and well, they have the mindset of they have to suck it up. They cannot necessarily express their stress in form of frustration or anger or anxiety at work, so they are expressing it at home, and so the stress affects the home life. There is a, you know, a confrontation at home, so the home life all of a sudden is also stressed, and, you know, and then we are doing things to our body, like, you know, trying to comfort ourselves with bad food, so we put stress on our physical body. So it just is a vicious cycle that just keeps on, you know, spiraling further and further out of control. But I think one of the biggest things that I want to really mention here is the mindset and the consciousness of the Western society. And I think we have to really realize that the mindset and the consciousness, and, you know, I'm from Germany, and, I mean, it's there as well present, but I think here in the U.S. it's even more present, which is the competition. everything is about a competition. Everything is about winning. You start in, you know, in school, in kindergarten, in high school. It's about who is the best, who is the prettiest. And so we are constantly under that pressure to succeed and compete, which is pretty much the opposite of actually being at peace. So while you see life as a competition, it's very difficult because there's always one winner and many losers. It's very difficult to really be at a place of peace. So we have to really start overthinking our consciousness in this regard and ask, well, is it really about competition or is it much more about balance or harmony?
And let's talk about this for a minute, because our topic for today is switching from stress to peace now.
Right.
Not tomorrow, not 10 years from now, but now. And I want to ask you about this. I mean, you work with clients every day. So this is something you're really, this is a result, Dr. Friedman, that you are really used to seeing happen.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about, you know, what the relationship between peace and stress is. Do you think it is difficult for people to give up the drama? I mean, my gosh, what would happen if peace did break out?
Well, you know, that's a really good thought. I would love to really still be present here on this planet if this actually happens. But I think, you know, in the individual context, people are switching to peace. And I see this every day working with people that, you know, they come in from all different walks of life. I mean, from the highest positions in corporations to being, you know, self-employed artists. And, they have one thing in common, that they are anxious and stressed or have physical consequences of that. But they also notice that once they switch to a place of peace, their whole life doesn't stall or stagnate. In fact, their whole life gets actually better. And what they notice is that there is a flow in their life that carries them through life in a way that is so much more easier and much graceful, but brings them at the same time much more fulfillment. And, you know, that's a kind of greater perspective you achieve when you have peace. You're able to see life more as, okay, where are the next steps for me to take? Where are the opportunities waiting for me? And you're not trying to force it or go upstream, which a lot of people that are stressed are doing. So success and fulfillment comes with peace and is not something that peace excludes. Because a lot of people are afraid at the beginning that, oh, when I'm at peace, maybe I'm just going to become a couch potato watching Hallmark movies and that's it. But that's not really what peace is about. Peace opens up your mind and really lets you be even more effective and successful in your life, just in a much more harmonious and balanced way.
So here's the thing that we're going to talk about today, which is creating and switching to that place of peace.
Right.
Everywhere, any way you want to. And I want to just say, we are going to talk about peace. We're going to be talking about, you know, why this is, stress is more common, which we just did. But what are some of the principles of peace? Yes, there are principles of peace. What can you learn today? More importantly, I got to tell you, thank you to Dr. Friedman Schaub. Every single one of you that is listening to this show right now is eligible for a free phone consultation with Dr. Friedman Schaub. Let me just tell you how to do that. This is his toll-free number, 866-903-6463. I'll give it out again when we come back. Yeah, principles of peace and much more. We'll be right back.
Suffer from insomnia, body aches, fatigue, brain fog, digestive problems, weight gain, or anxiety? You may be dealing with unmanaged stress. The Stress Detective looks for the hidden messages within your stress and partners with you to create a wellness program to dismantle stress from the inside out. Learn to manage your stress, and you can stop illness in its tracks. Call Susan Tyler at 888-629-4949 or visit stressdetective.net.
Are you tired or struggling to get to where you want to be in your life? Want some help getting to that next level? Hi, I'm Dr. Melody Ivory, personal growth expert and passionate champion of your complete success. I'm excited to give you powerful books, teas, and coaching to help you easily transform your life from the inside out. Now is the time to make your life sing. Visit MelodyIvory.com for free articles, poetry, and affirmations. That's MelodyIvory.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Wow, what a great show we're having. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. I want to make sure all of you have the information that you're going to need. First of all, Dr. Friedemann is able to work with people all over the globe. And what he's done is amazing and unprecedented, but it's something that I've come to know about him. He is offering all of you, any of you out there listening to the show, whether you're listening to it live or you're going to get it through, you know, iTunes or however we do that, you can call this toll-free number. This is his office number, 866-903-6463. For a free telephone consultation. I believe Dr. Schaub works with Skype and many other ways to connect. But many of our listeners that have done this with Dr. Friedemann Schaub have changed their lives. And believe me, if you go back and you listen to the shows that we've done with him, you will be able to hear stories from people, whether it's PTSD, whether it's anxiety, depression, whether it's simply being stuck, even chronic pain, the results and the passion that he has to help people goes beyond anything that one could put down on a piece of paper for a life's path and goal. He is truly a gift. And today we're taking on a very big conversation. We're going to give you some very specific tools and tips how to switch from stress to peace, no matter what the circumstance. Raise your hand out there, okay? Let me hear a hallelujah if you want to do this, because this is not something that is out of reach. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for doing the show today. I know how much helping people means to you.
Well, you know, and I actually wanted to mention at this point my father, because the beginning of April, I was supposed to do this show on KKNW, and I got notified the day before the show that my father has passed away, and so I went right away to Germany. And why I want to mention my father is for several reasons. One is that I really know that he is at a place of peace now, and it was beautiful to see how he was, over the last stage of his life, really switching from being a person who was rather stressed for most of his life to actually becoming much more peaceful, and just seeing how he was doing it at his really just high age was remarkable. The other thing is he gave me my name, and my name is Friedemann, and that's translated in German, man of peace. So I have this, you know, the peace already in my name, and I think in some ways he set me up for, you know, just really focusing also in my life's work on peace and helping people to find peace. And he was a physician, and what he taught me was that healing really comes from peace and harmony, not only in the body, but also in your mind and your spirit. And I think he was really, in this way, a remarkable doctor, which I think he was way ahead of his time, because he always focused on that integration in his practice, and I'm really grateful for that.
Well, I love the way you just honored your dad, and all of our hearts went out to you when we heard that, you and your family, because losing someone that has been so instrumental in one's life takes most people an enormous amount of time to move beyond. But you have such a beautiful way of talking about your dad and what he's meant to you. I mean, and you and I, of course, spent time talking about this, but it's that place of gratitude and that place of knowing that you come from that I believe makes you so extraordinary at what you do.
Well, thank you.
Why today's show is so important.
Yeah, and, you know, we talked about the principles of peace, and these are some of the principles that I, you know, discovered also really emerging in my father. And one of the principles was that really that peace in general has just many different ingredients. So when we are, you know, asking for more peace, switching from stress to peace, sometimes, you know, it seems like a huge endeavor. And, you know, we have the internal image of a little stress monkey. That's where we are. And then we have the internal image of, you know, a Zen Buddhist sitting in meditative posture, and that's the idea of peace. Well, that's not necessarily what peace needs to look like. Peace can be just calmness. Peace can be just contentment. Peace can be just a place of balance or a place of neutrality. So there are different ways, and so we have to really be willing to see that just like with feelings like happiness or love, peace has a whole array of different ways to be experienced, and all we need to do is just to really look for that peace that's the closest to us. Maybe the peace that, you know, I was recently in New York City, and I was amazed how, and I haven't been there in a long time, how noisy and busy it is in the city. So,
oh yeah, I grew up there.
It's unbelievable. So if you are looking for calmness in that, you know, bubble of energy and life, you know, that may be a little bit further away than looking for something like detachment or appreciation or things that really feel more reachable. And so that's one principle. You know, just find your expression of peace that's right now in the moment the most reachable. Now, the other way is that peace is always a choice. I think that's another principle that people often forget. And I hear it quite frequently that people tell me, when I have this perfect job, or when I am in this relationship, or when this boss finally gets fired, then I'm going to be at peace. Well, it's not about outer circumstances. You can choose to be at peace now. There are certain bridges that lead you to this, and I'm going to talk about this in the rest of the show. But it's just important for you to go back to a self-empowered sense that you are actually the one who is the person who has the peace in your own hands. You don't have to wait for somebody else to give you or provide you with peace or the circumstances. And there comes the next principle, which means that peace is actually a resource that's inside of you. We all have experiences of peace in the past. We all can go back in our minds and really remember times where we were at peace, where we had a beautiful Sunday morning, laying in bed, no worry at all in the world, and all you feel is just the sun tickling your nose, and it's very quiet, and maybe you're on vacation, maybe at your home. But these moments, these memories, are resources that you can go to and tap into. So peace is something just by remembering the state of it. And everybody, when we dig deep enough, has those moments. And even if you have to go all the way back in your childhood, that means that there is a resource of peace inside of us that you actually can tap into and utilize and let come forth in the moment.
I love what you're saying, because so often, Dr. Friedemann, what happens is where it's very easy for us to go back, even in our childhood, and reflect on things that were not peaceful, that were stressful. Some people say even bad. And I guess, is it our human nature to really seek out the stressful thoughts rather than the peaceful thoughts? You know what I'm saying? What if our nature was to always go back to places that represented peace? But we don't seem to do that, and I don't quite understand.
Well, I think it is actually our nature. I mean, from a subconscious perspective, it is our nature to do both.
Yes.
It's our nature to protect ourselves, and it's our nature to look for pleasure. And unfortunately, you know, as soon as we are entering school, and it just gets worse from then, we are more taught that we have to work for survival and we have to look for potential, you know, danger and, again, the competition we talked about, and not look so much for pleasure. I mean, you think about, you know, are you really, you know, told wherever you're working or in the school you're visiting, well, you know, just lean back, kick back and relax and enjoy, or are you, you know, you have to perform and you have to do well? And so I think we are just more trained, and that's for, therefore, much more in a habit of being in the fight and flight than really in the, you know, parasympathetic nervous system, in this relaxed nervous system, and looking for pleasure. But we have the innate ability to do that. That's why one of the principles of peace is also that it's really a daily practice. You cannot just say, oh, okay, that's a misleading title, switching from peace, from stress to peace. Well, yes, you can do this, but you really have to make that switch bigger, and you have to make it work really well. That means you have to rewire your thinking, you have to rewire your habits so that you have a very clear and easy choice that either leads you to stress or to peace. And I'll tell you in a minute how to do that.
We're going to do that. We're going to take a short break. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. For those of you that want to find out more about the Dr. Pat Show, we've made it so easy for you. Go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. For more about Dr. Friedemann, go to cellularwisdom.com, www.cellularwisdom.com. And I want to say, if you want to connect with Dr. Friedemann and set yourself up for this incredible free telephone consultation, 866-903-6466, 866-903-6463. Yeah, that's also 866-903-MIND, M-I-N-D. Let's take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about peace really being a choice. And we're going to be talking about the difference between stress, peace, and hard. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? Would you like relief from acute or chronic health issues? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? Would you like relief from allergy, weight, and digestive issues? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural technique. Whether you seek relief from health issues or desire to live at your optimum health and vitality, contact reflex analysis is a profound method which detects imbalances at a subclinical level, restoring health issues before they arise while increasing vitality and longevity. Discover CRA.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Every day we're moving toward wellness or away from wellness. I'd like to be your partner in achieving your optimal health and well-being. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Living your life to the max means that you can have everything you want. Empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you where you're headed and teach you how to change your future. Linda will share with you the messages of those who have passed before you. For a private session, visit InMyFuture.com or call 800-206-9096. Listen to Linda Dickinson on The Dr. Pat Show. Call in and hear how you can be the producer, director, and lead in your life. Today is the day to start living your life to the max.
Welcome back to The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I want to make sure that all of you know that there is a great way to find out more about us. Again, you can go to drpatlive.com, drpatlive.com. When you do, you're going to find a lot of really cool information there. You're going to find out about a number of different things that I'm involved with. First off, if you don't know, what you'll find out is about a conference, the Snap Out of It conference that I'm actually going to be a keynote speaker at. And you'll find out about Shirley MacLaine coming to town, which is absolutely amazing. You'll find out when Dr. Friedemann Schaub is going to be on and all of our other fabulous guests and hosts. And so we want to thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on. In terms of getting a hold of my friend and colleague, Dr. Friedemann Schaub, you can go to cellularwisdom.com. You can call the toll-free number, 866-903-MIND or 866-903-6463. Or if you want to drop him an email, you can send him an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. Today, we're talking about switching from stress to peace now. Dr. Friedemann, thank you so much for joining us here today. So the question then becomes, is being at peace really a choice? And what really is the difference between peace and sometimes running into obstacles that may show up in our lives? I mean, should we, if we run into obstacles in our lives or what people call things that are hard to do, is that the time for us to walk away?
Well, you know, that's, I think, a really great topic to talk about because I don't believe that, you know, the principle that peace is a choice and peace comes from the inside tells you, well, and that also means that everything needs to go easy in your life. I mean, you can be at peace whether you are, you know, under extreme external demands or if you are, you know, sitting in the hospital with, you know, a severe illness, or if you are in prison right now, you can still be at peace because it's an internal choice. See, the peace really comes, and that's what I think the key is, the peace that we are looking for comes from being at peace with yourself. If you are looking at, you know, work, for example, I talked to a client the other day who is extremely at peace with his private life. Although his private life is not necessarily, you know, at a place that he wants to be at, but I think, you know, he just found that his identity in the private life is really, first and foremost, I'm okay with myself. However, at work, the slightest little frown of his manager throws him off and makes him cringe and makes him scared and makes him angry. And so he's not at peace because he looks at himself from the outside, or, you know, or in addition to this, he also is feeling dependent on whatever outside circumstances are, whether his boss needs to be okay with him or he needs to have the success he's expecting from him or whatever those things are. And so he's not at peace because he's not at peace with himself. In other words, you can have great goals and there can be millions of obstacles in this goal and you can still discern because you're saying these goals are not who I am. I want to reach these goals. They're important enough for me. And I can enjoy actually finding creative ways to go around these obstacles, but fundamentally, the foundation of peace comes from me being okay with myself, whether I reach these goals or not. And that's really important to understand. And I think, you know, Yogananda once, you know, it's interesting, I talked to an astrologer the other day who, you know, told me the story that Yogananda was actually into astrology, into Vedic astrology, and he was looking for, you know, just what is his chart saying, and he was always picking the most challenging and difficult times to start something new or to go somewhere else because he said that's the best time to grow. So he didn't look for the easiest way, but he always looked for the most challenging way because he was excited about the opportunities to be challenged and grow. But he's probably, or he was probably at all times, very much at peace with himself and at peace with life, seeing it really something just as an expression and an opportunity for personal growth and evolution and not something, again, that's about winning or about reaching a goal. And if you don't, then, you know, you're losing. all those kind of things were not in his mind, most likely.
And, you know, this is really kind of interesting that we're talking about this now. We have an enormous opportunity, Dr. Friedemann, right now to look at our lives and to look at what we can actually create. You know, someone said to me the other day, and I thought this was really interesting, said to me the other day, this is one of the most extraordinary times that people will get to live in. Some folks have been through some very changing times, people that have been through the 60s, that have been through other recessions, that have been through gas crises. But what she said to me, and I would love for you to talk about this, is that this is an extraordinary time for people of all ages to learn how to go within and create the lives they want. And I think that's what you're talking about.
Right. But see, and that's of course, bringing up that topic, what is the life we want?
Yes, is it does bring that up.
Well, and is the life we want really the external life that we are told that we need to want, which means all the, you know, consumerism that we have been basically fed with for many, many years? Or is the life we want a life that's built on a foundation of peace, contentment, and happiness? And that may mean, you know, in those times right now, that we really have to go in and say, okay, maybe being more in a simple lifestyle is actually creating more happiness. Or maybe understanding the greater principles of life will bring us more happiness. See, I think the whole talk about recession is something that in a lot of ways is almost ironic, because you know that that is a principle of life, the ebb and flow. You know, just because, you know, there is the night doesn't mean that the sun doesn't exist. Just because we are right now in a more or less in a recession doesn't mean that thriving doesn't exist. It is just this momentum right now we are in, and we will, just like always, come out of this as well, because it's a natural flow of life. And so when we are getting into the attachment of the moment, and that's where I want to talk about thoughts, when we are feeding our mind with thoughts about, oh, let's call it, crisis, let's call it disaster, let's call it recession, then we are feeding our thoughts not with peaceful thoughts. We are feeding our mind with thoughts that are absolutely attached to fight and flight. Something is, you know, horrible to happen. We are struggling. And again, I think creating just the opposite of what we are looking for, which is that internal peace. So watching your thoughts is one of the number one bridges to peace. I like to talk about bridges to peace, because often we are on the other side and we have to find a bridge to get to that peaceful side. And thoughts are just incredibly powerful. Thoughts are, especially thoughts when they're connected to an emotion, they can absolutely change not only the way we are perceiving ourselves or the world, they can change our physiology. They can change our immune system. They can change pretty much our reality on all levels. So we have to be very, very mindful about our thoughts and really look at them. What mental diet are we feeding ourselves? Is this a mental diet of peace, or a mental diet of stress?
Well, and let's talk about this for 1 minute around what you just said about the relationship between thoughts and emotions, you know, because there is a starting place. And I want to ask you about this. You know, some folks say, let's fake it till you make it. Let's get the thoughts right. Let's change what you're saying about your life, right? And let's say something different, and then the emotions will come. But we have to have both thoughts and emotions lined up. Is it possible to be able to think, I have a good life, I have a good life, and wait for our emotions to catch up, so to speak?
No, I think that doesn't work. I mean, that's why often
I ask you the question, because
yeah.
I knew you'd
Well, you know, some people may argue with that, and I love to argue also, but okay. In a, you know, constructive way, because my feeling is that that's one of the reasons why people often say, well, I'm using the same affirmation since years, and nothing has changed. Well, nothing has changed, because at some point, the affirmation was just a word, and there was no, or just a series of words, and there was no feeling, no energy, no emotion with it. And so I think it's important that I agree with this, let's fake it until make it, but you need to already feed yourself with some kind of evidence that actually you're having a good life. So if you are just saying, I have a good life, and all you're still looking at or feeling is the misery of your life, you're not feeding yourself with any opportunity to put the seed of your thought into fertile ground. And so you want to have the thought really placed on something that you appreciate. And every person, no matter where you are and what you do, has at least 10, 20, 30 reasons to appreciate yourself and appreciate your life. You just have to really look a little bit more closely, or maybe a little bit more from the distance. It's just important that we are finding those evidences and those opportunities to put fertile ground in there and say, okay, this is where my life is good right now, or this is where I actually feel whole right now, or this is where I feel at peace right now, and then really focus on that while you're saying my life is good. And then there is some space and some ground that can create a ripple effect and let this expand.
I love this. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, everyone, when we come back, we're going to be talking about how to make that emotional connection. What is it that emotions play? And can you face these obstacles, have an emotion about them, and then move on? Why? Because we're talking about switching from stress to peace. Now, with one of the leading experts in this field, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Athletes, diabetics, moms, let me tell you about a new high-tech energy gel called Chocolate Number 9. Chocolate Number 9 is made with only organic agave and the finest dark roast Belgian cocos. Number 9 contains no refined sugar. Number 9 is a certified low glycemic index item, and best of all, Chocolate Number 9 simply tastes great. Find out more at chocolatenumber9.com or call 866-999-1909. That's 866-999-1909.
Are you tired of being overweight and nothing you try can get you to lose the weight and keep it off? What if there was a way to lose the weight that didn't involve dieting, buying other people's food, counting points, or having risky surgery? I'm Cheryl Manchester from Positive Changes Hypnosis to share some successes from people just like you. Janine Crosby lost 89 pounds in 10 months. Brenda Eckel lost 75 pounds and went from a size 22 to a size 8. She is completely free from her insulin for diabetes. Becky Miller lost 65 pounds and went from a size 18 to a 6. Bill Birdsong lost 105 pounds and a total of 14 inches off his waist. His pant size went from a 50 to a 36. Make a lasting change in your life. Call Positive Changes in Bellevue at 888-311-7157 to schedule a free consultation. That number again is 888-311-7157.
You heard about it last year. You even thought about entering, but didn't. Now life is giving you a second chance. Announcing your second chance to change from the inside out with Dr. Pat's 2010 Holistic Makeover. So get on board. Winners will embark on a journey to make powerful change with the help and support of an entire team of coaches. Want to be a winner? Fill out the survey and tell your inspired story and how you plan to pay it forward. Go to drpatsmakeover.com. That's drpatsmakeover.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. It's great to have you here. What a great show with Dr. Friedemann Schaub, switching from stress to peace now. For more information about Dr. Friedemann, his work, and what you might be able to experience if you do call him, go to his website, www.cellularwisdom.com. Dr. Friedemann, thank you for joining us here today. Funny we're talking about this. I just got a great instant message. I would like to ask you the question that this individual has put on the table for us. So the question is, how do you manage the emotion around an ill parent, the loss of a job, working with a difficult young adult? And also, I'm having the thought that things will work out if you have faith and trust. but it's hard to wait for that to happen. I'm a person who wants it now, like all of us, really.
Well, absolutely. And, you know, I think this person, and thank you for sending us this instant message, I think, you know, you're dealing with certainly one of the pivotal points in your life. You will probably in, you know, 5 years look back on this time and say this was that time of the greatest growth spurt in my entire life. And so this is a time that will pass, but it's also a time where you have a choice to decide, will I just look at all of those situations as, oh, this is against me, or this is something I don't want, or will you be able to find the gift and the opportunity in what's going on? Is it possible that you're not having a job because this way it allows you to be more there for your ill parent? Is it possible that other challenges in your life right now are more important to address than having a 9-to-5 job? Is it possible that what you talk about, the trust and the faith, is not there because you're still looking at outside of you something to change in order to finally have the trust and the faith? So what I find is really important for you is to take a moment and really disconnect from all the challenges. You have probably identified yourself a lot with all the difficulties that's going on around you. And really take a moment to disconnect. Visualize how you let go of the suction cups that are on your different situations outside of you. And really find in the midst of it yourself, meaning that you are still having to see yourself as the person who is complete, the person who is not the challenge, but the person who is obviously gifted with these situations because you have the resources to give back to those challenges and do your best, which can mean that you just want to hold the consciousness for healing, or just be a loving present for your parent right now. Just make sure that you don't identify with the lack, but really identify with what is, which is you, and then start appreciating that you are healthy. Start appreciating that you are looking for that faith and trust and know the power of it. Start appreciating that you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show and to this conversation because you know that there is an intrinsic value in having peace. Just focus on yourself and do this every day, just for a few minutes, so that you are standing within your power and not feeling that all those things around you are draining your power and draining your balance and literally making you feel lost.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, this, Dr. Friedemann, I'm sure, and, you know, it's interesting about this question because you just experienced this yourself with your dad,
mm-hmm.
You know, what that's like to,
you know,
to go
exactly,
through that.
Exactly, and it was interesting. I want to just mention something
sure.
that really was very, very interesting for me to watch, and I think something I want to share.
Please.
That when I heard from my mother, you know, I live 5,000 miles away, and so it's really difficult sometimes just to feel powerless. You're not there, and I took as much time as I could to travel back and forth from Germany, but there are times you're not there, and then you hear that my father became delusional for a while and that he really had panic attacks in this, you know, delusion where he went through post-war syndrome scenes and just was also afraid of dying and afraid of something bad happening. And I'm a very compassionate and empathetic person, so I had these moments where I actually thought about my dad and thought what he was going through, and I felt how a huge energy just was flowing out of me and really making me feel absolutely heavy and distraught and, you know, kind of paralyzed in that moment. And I knew I have to immediately stop that thought. I had absolutely no business to go there and imagine how my father is feeling, which is based largely on also assumptions because I didn't know I was feeling, and really had to say, okay, I have to really have these off-limits thoughts in this moment because it doesn't serve my father if I'm completely distraught or not in peace, and it doesn't serve me, it doesn't serve the people I'm working with or I'm living with. So I have to really make that and off-limit thought and see this as a crossroad where I can say I can go to this dark side or I'm going to choose the right side, which is a side where I have a thought about my father finding the peace he's looking for, finding that inner light that he just needs right now in this darkness. And these thoughts not only made me more happy, after I decided this, my father shifted. And actually, he passed quickly after, like within 3 days later. And it was really remarkable for me just to really see it as an act of creating more compassion for myself and this way more peace. But also, I believe I'm of greater help to others when I am in a state of peace and a positive mindset than when I go into the idea of how other people are suffering.
I love what you're talking about. And, you know, the listener who sent the instant message is thanking you very much and is agreeing with you and saying, you are right. I don't take care of me. I'm sorry for your loss. And you really hit home talking about your father. Thank you, Friedman, for sharing that. You know, one of the other things you also mentioned is a lot of times, and this is what's happening right now, and my gosh, I can't believe the hour is gone, but a lot of times we will put ourselves first. I mean, we won't even leave the person we're caring for a week, a day, 3 weeks, because we're afraid if we do, they will die. And here you are, 5,000 miles away. So isn't that another place of peace that we have to go to say something about their life that's going to happen regardless of what we do?
Well, absolutely. And I think there comes the trust in also that they are going their journey and that their journey is not dependent on us. We can only do our best, but, you know, everybody has their path that they are on, and we can, you know, send them love and we can be a beautiful presence in their life, but we cannot carry them on their path, because if we do this, we are on, literally on the wrong path, because we're not on our path anymore, we're on somebody else's path, and we have no business on somebody else's path. So we really have to be clear that where is our role and, you know, where does do we have to let go. Sometimes these are, you know, conflicting choices we are making, but I have a deep trust in that I did the best I could, and I also have a deep trust in that my father was connected to me also 5,000 miles away through love and through our spirits and just through the thoughts and energies I was sending him, and I'm sure that he was sending me good thoughts and is still and good energies right now.
Wow.
And I wanted to mention one thing which
sure.
is really important.
Okay.
Because I know that time is already almost up, but one of the things that are, you know, what we are talking about right now that brings us peace is also really creating an environment that is peaceful. And people are often so underestimating this. And the reason why the environment is so powerful, and I want to mention this because it's so easy. The reason why the environment that we are seeing is so powerful, because it really involves and engages all our senses. So you are smelling, you are touching, you are seeing, you are hearing, all those inputs from the outside. So your entire nervous system, your subconscious, your spirit gets these information pieces from your environment. So if you are having a chaotic environment with loud noise, bad smells, that looks terrible, you will not be so easily finding the peace inside than if you are having an environment that actually is promoting peace, because there is quietness, there is pleasant smells, it looks very much quiet and in order and all these kind of things. So make sure that you understand, even though peace is an inner resource, the bridge to peace can be easier reached if also your external environment is more peaceful.
I love it. Thank you, Dr. Friedman Schaal. Thank you so much for this fabulous, amazing show. This was so great. I have to listen to this again myself. And if you all missed any part of this, this is going to be on again later on tonight at 8 o'clock. Thank you so much, Dr. Friedman. What a great show.
Thank you.
CellularWisdom.com, everyone. DrPatLive.com. We'll see you next time. And remember, peace is your birthright. We'll see you next time.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against. Broke me
listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another...